Well, it's definitely kind of weighs the heaviest in a game like this, and certainly any time it leads to points. Two 14-point swings on a kick return and a fumble recovery that, you know, took a total of 20 seconds. Those are game-changing plays, and they're hard to overcome. But we'll learn from it. Those are correctable mistakes, and you know, Ronnie did some good things getting down there, made some good runs, and he's competing, trying to get in the end zone. He'll learn from it. You don't want to ever reach the ball over on first, second, or third down, only on fourth down. So that's something he'll learn from. Julius made some good plays. He's competing. Julius hadn't been hit in quite a while. So not making excuses, but I think it's hopefully good to get those out of both their systems, and we can learn from those.
Hey, you talked earlier in the week about wanting to get into numerous situations, red zones, third downs, different things. You certainly got that, right?
We had a few of those. We did, and had some third down conversions, had some red zone work. Wes made a good play to get in the end zone, and had a good drive going on that other one. Just had a unfortunate play there, but I thought we had some tempo, loud crowd noise, and had some communication at the line that I felt like we were on the same page. Everybody got the audibles, got the checks. So, I mean, there's not a when you get beat, you know, with a score as bad as it is, you know, it was bad, but you do try to find a couple of positives that you can build off of, and we'll certainly learn from the negative plays as well. Well, you hate to see one of your teammates go down, especially a young, outstanding player like Derek Wolf. And you know, he's in our thoughts and prayers. And you know, that's hey, players are going to get injured. You know, the rest of the team has to step up. So it just too many big plays, kind of all night, I think, to overcome.
Peyton, your team is going through the Super Bowl favorite expectation. You know, you've probably been through that a few times in Indianapolis, but it's a little new here. Do you think this maybe is good for the team, maybe, you know, a little wake-up call that it's not about what's on paper?
Sure. Well, I think certainly our team needs to improve, needs to use this week to get better. We have a long way to go, and I don't know who made those predictions and what those what weight those really carry. But we have a lot of things that we need to fix and correct. I do think there are things that are correctable, but we have to do it. We can't just keep saying we got to correct it. We got to go and do it. And need to get a few guys that have been injured back on the field and try to kind of, you know, I've talked before about kind of forming your identity and forming the chemistry of this team. And we haven't had all of our players at full speed. So hopefully that can start a little bit more this week. I know there were a few injuries tonight, but we still have work we need to put in and some improvements I feel like we need to make. And I know the coaches will harp on that all week. And as players, we need to respond to those things. Well, the more repetitions that he and I can get together versus certain coverages, and he and Chris Harris have good battles in practice every single day. So it's going to make Chris better. It's going to make me and Wes better. And I do think we had some connected on a few plays this week in training camp. It's very competitive, and it was good to hit him on a couple of routes today. I had a blitz read. He and I were on the same page on communication. And then hit him on a play down the red zone that he scored a lot of touchdowns on in his career. So those were all positives.